There we go. Mahalo nui for that, Mose, for a wonderful Back Road Radio rendition. This is Jimmy Trujillo. You are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. That's our legal ID. KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea at, where is it at? I was going to say 90.9 FM on the Hanalei side. 91.9 up here in the beautiful island of Kauai. 92.7 in the Mulawa'a Anahola area. And if you're on the gathering place of Oahu at 104.7 FM on the cable button 95.1 and streaming worldwide at kkcr.org. And we've got 2 hours of public affairs programming for you, the listener, and our supporter members. I'm going to play some top of the hour kind of stuff. We're going to have some phone calls soon. Phone lines will be open at 826-7771. This is an out-of-the-box special, everyday special, even when it's boggy like it is. First, we'll do these guys and let you know that this out-of-the-box special is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with the good folks at Kalaheo Chiropractic, Hawaii Gaga, and KAZS Weldon. We'll also hear a little bit about the Slack and Blues concert coming right up. So stick tunes to your Kauai Community Radio, the station that loves you.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, board, volunteers, or underwriters.
Kalaheo Wellness Center, natural pain relief services, providing gentle chiropractic, acupuncture, therapeutic massage, nutritional wellness, postural training, cold laser therapy, and spinal decompression. Auto accident, workman injury cases, and most major health insurance plans and Medicare accepted. Open Monday through Friday. Now a second location in Kapa'a, 822-0711, or Southside Center, 332-5580, or kalaheochiropractic.com.
HawaiiGaga.com, Hawaii Vacation Rental Directory and Vacation Guide. A proud sponsor of Kauai Community Radio, Hawaii Gaga also publishes the Kauai GPS Tour Guide, an audio tour of Kauai for iPhones. More information online at HawaiiGaga.com.
Kaz's Welding, island-wide mobile welding service. Home and commercial fabrication, auto and truck repairs, whatever needs welding. You can call Kaz at 346-9805 for more information or to hire his mobile welding services. Kaz's Welding proudly supports KKCR.
Right on, Mahalo's for supporting Kauai Community Radio. Our first phone call, our guest, can you hear me, Mr. Reaper? Oh, no, it might be like that. Yes, Mr. Reaper, how about now?
Doing good.
Right on. Thank you for joining us here on Kauai's Out of the Box show. We are live with the GMO Reaper Man. Wanted to talk story with you because I've seen a little bit of action lately on Facebook. You were yesterday representing. Tell us a little bit about the activities and action that you engage in, sir.
Might as well probably start by thanking you gentlemen for having me on, taking the time to listen to my story. Maybe just a little background as to what I'm doing with this approach to the protests against GMOs. My name is Jeff Morris. I've been a resident of Kauai for about 22 years. I have two beautiful children, John and Nicole, and, of course, my lovely wife, Allison Fraley. Kind of started getting active about the time of the Super Ferry protests over here. Started carrying signs and going to the marches against Lingle and stuff, and really started to get involved community-wise in what was going on, some of the problems on the island. And then, of course, being an artist, I have a company called Rock Art. I was asked by a good friend of mine, Sam Shaw, who works for Culture Tattoo, to help out with some signs for the March in March down in Poipu a couple years ago. So I went and did that and actually did some graphic work for him, and was fortunate enough and blessed enough to meet Dustin Barca, who kind of gave me the fire to get a little more involved in the protests. Started out by wearing just a skull mask at the Rice Street March that went to the county building. And kind of just progressed. It was a natural evolution to put on the Reaper costume that kind of represented the whole corn crop thing, the Sith. Instead of the Sith, I chose peace and to hold a protest sign. And after the mask, it kind of just, the costume took on a life of its own and just seemed like the natural evolution. And in all these protests, I kept seeing the image and remembering the image of the Life magazine cover. If you can recall the gentleman standing in front of the tank at the Tiananmen protest.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of got me thinking, you know, the movement has its leaders. It has its politicians who are working on this new bill, 2491, that eventually passed.
And, right.
I think what it needed was an image, you know, a striking image, something that people would remember and it would really get in their face. And so I chose, you know, begrudgingly to put on the costume at first. You know, it's a big step when you're doing that and getting out there by yourself with a costume like that.
Right.
You're putting your family at risk. You're putting yourself at risk. And we won't get too much into that, but I've been followed home. There have been threats made to me. And, you know, that's a big decision to kind of say, you know what, I'm going to put some of my safety and my personal concerns aside, and I'm going to risk some of that for the safety of the island and the people who live here. So that's how the Reaper came about.
Well, thank you for sharing that background. And mahalo is for your, if you will, dedication to the cause. Been active, like you said, from, you know, early on in the movement, and have potentially, I guess, rub some people the wrong way with your in your face type of protesting, but this is exactly the nature of protest, is it not?
Correct, my friend. I'm a firm believer in having parents who grew up in the 60s that true change never occurs peacefully. I've never condoned, nor would I ever condone, vandalism to any of these places, to hurting anybody physically, to any type of violence. I do condone questioning authority and what's going on this island, and the in-your-face approach was needed. I mean, this let's be pono and be nice and all aloha about this, it only went so far, and look where it's gotten us. So I took it the next step, and I will continue to stand on the side of the road, alone or with whoever wants to join me. You're all welcome, believe me, but I won't stop until the end. And this is only the first or second inning. There's a long way to go. And I'm trying to keep the fire burning. I'm trying to keep the interest out there alive, both locally and with the visitors who drive by and ask me and take pictures with me about what GMO is going on over here and what the actual process is going on with trying to eliminate the pesticides altogether. You know, I'm not in for disclosure. I want them off the island. I want them out of the state, basically.
So
that's my goal.
Jeff, you represent, if you will, one part or I'm not going to say extreme end of it, because
right.
I think some people would, on the extreme end of it, advocate for violent tactics that would advocate for vandalism, that would
I'm not one of them.
And I'm not saying you are, but that yeah. I know that is, if you will, further out there than you, and I'm not going to accuse you of being a fringe activist that you represent.
Oh, I take that. Actually, sir, I take that as a compliment. Thank you.
Well, and I just think that there is a number of issues, if you will, within the movement. But that this isn't about the movement. This isn't about individuals within the movement or personalities or even leadership of this movement. I think that's the beauty of social engagement, especially on a grassroots level, is that oftentimes the more stronger or more significant that movement is the broader or the more diverse that base of leadership is. So it's
and
just
coming at it, like you say, from a bunch of different angles. There's got to be a bunch of different angles for a common goal. And
mm-hmm.
some of the leaders in the movement recently told me that I wasn't welcome at the Capitol yesterday. And I got hundreds and hundreds, literally, of messages on Facebook saying, we want you to stand with us. Why aren't you coming? And I listened to two or three voices, and I let it affect me.
Uh-huh.
And lash back, yes, I did a little bit, because this backstabbing kind of thing within the movement's been going on for quite a while, and I'm not the only one who's been affected by it. But it only makes me stronger, and it makes me want to do more for the movement. It makes me love those people. They give me the fuel, feed the fire, to keep this thing going. And so, yeah, they're going to question my motives. They're going to question why I do what I do the way I do it. My bottom line is, eventually, I want those GMO companies out of here. There's two fundamental things that make this a no-brainer for me, guys. If it's safe, why won't you tell us what you're spraying and give us buffer zones? Two, in the last year and a half, you realize China and Mexico, two of the most backward governments on the planet, have stopped taking imported United States corn because it's GMO? So if China and Mexico won't take our corn, what does that say about this product these people are saying is healthy and they want to feed the world with? So it's basically just a fundamental right or wrong issue with me. You can get into semantics and all these gray areas, but they don't belong here. They're poisoning our Ina and our Keiki, and the West Side is dying. And so I won't quit. And so if that's fringe or extreme, well, then call me that if you want. You know, then I guess I'm extreme.
Well, my partner Tim is nodding his head, I guess, in agreement. You have a question there, Tim? You got, I see you writing down. And usually Tim will throw me a couple of, all right. And if anybody's interested in joining the conversation, 826-7771 will get us in. Tim's answering phones. We have Jeff Morris, the GMO Reaper, on our phone, talking about the cause, if you will, talking about social engagement and activism at the grassroots level. You're not funded by anyone, or you don't receive any type of donations from mainland supporters?
No, my only funder is actually my wife, and she'd be the first one to tell you that. It's all me, brother. And actually, that is a good question, because I am considering starting a GoFundMe page.
Oh, well, I'm sure, folks.
That will allow me to go not just statewide, but I want to go worldwide with this image. I want to stand in front of the Eiffel Tower. I want to stand on the Great Wall of China as the GMO Reaper. And so I'm not stopping. This is only the beginning for me. And so that will come if the process allows it and if it's meant to be.
Right.
But right now it's all me. You know, it's the one costume. And yes, I do wash it. People have asked me that before, but it's washed regularly with GMO chemical free detergent, by the way. I'm in it to the end, you guys, and maybe taking it to the next level. I know you might have a couple callers, so I'm going to cut it short here in a few minutes. I got to run to work.
No worries, and I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. Let me ask you this: what are some of the questions people ask you when you meet them? Why do you do this, or what are you hoping to achieve? What are some of the things besides do you wash that thing?
Exactly. Well, the first one, believe it or not, is you'll get these tourists coming up and they'll say, what is GMO? I mean, so I get five of those a week, and then you'll get the people coming up and, supporting me. A lot of times it's kids. It's people with kids and teenage children.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming up in groups when I go to the art nights, and they want to know if I'm going to stop the GMOs, why GMOs are bad, why they're here. And I say, kids, research it. And, it's funny because I've also been accused of being scary to the children at some of these events. And 99.9% of every child I've come in contact with from the age of 1 to 50 has either applauded me or wanted to take a picture with me. And there's been that one kid that maybe kind of turns the other way and is scared, and I understand that. But it's almost like the children understand where I'm coming from more than the adults do sometimes. And
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times that might be the issue with where the planet's at right now. Break it down. Just simplify it. The kids will tell you the truth. And so I feel the support and the love from them, and it's really uplifting. I mean, where I want to go with the movement, I think we need a constant presence in front of each one of the ag gates on a weekly basis. I am willing to go stand in front of Pioneer and Dow because there's a nice little pull-off across the highway where it's public property, like I did yesterday, and have all the employees come out and film me and video me like they did yesterday. So I'd love to have some of you folks alongside with me because I know you're warriors and I know they're out there.
Yeah, no, there's definitely a lot of people who would be glad to stand with the Reaper and try to bring attention to the issues that affect people on a daily basis and folks that just have a strong repulsion to the idea of corporations owning our food. Tim had a question.
Yeah, Jeff, thank you so much once again, truly, for what you are doing as an activist, as somebody that is engaged, and that somebody who is truly looking for positive change, a change in a way that we need to recognize and to truly become aware, of the situation, the dire situation of what is really happening, with
True.
These large corporations and what they are doing to us. On the face, yeah, okay, great, it's just a corn issue. But when you get down to it and really start researching it, yes, it is all about slow social genocide,
Correct.
And that is exactly what they're doing. Not only
I cannot let myself sleep at night and consciously sit here with my family eating dinner together, and consciously just let that happen, especially in a place that kind of called me over here. I mean, I feel like I was called over here.
So true. All of us were.
A lot of us do. A lot of us so-called fringe people, we find this island, and I think it finds us. It finds the Aloha spirit within us. And I can't, like I said, I cannot sleep at night. And I do get a little choked up thinking about it.
Yeah.
But I won't stop.
Well, and at the same time, Jeff, what I did want to ask you, is there some place or somehow when you're asking people to come and join you, whether you have like a site or something where you would have a possible itinerary, for certain places that you would be so that they could join you, You know,
of course, I'm asking
for information right now.
What we would do is, a lot of you guys that are listening right now are my friends on Facebook. I'd like to actually thank Mahana, Pat Gagan, the Hoosiers, of course, Leona, you know, all the people that have backed me up. Randy, Mahana, I might have said her already. But all these people that have my back that are my friends on Facebook, contact me, Jeff Morris, GeoffMorris. Chances are my profile or my cover photo is easy to find because it's probably the Reaper. friend me if you're not a friend already. Let's start conversation. I'd like to get back in with Dustin and some of these people like Fern and start getting some of these protests and this constant presence, not just in front of the ag gate, but real quick before I do have to go, I want the tourists to realize what's going on over here, because I think the final solution, the only way that Dig Ag is going to leave Hawaii, and this is where it gets controversial, and this is where it affects people's pocketbooks, is if the tourists stop coming, GMOs are out of here. You think the state is going to allow GMOs and Big Ag to stay when tourism is tanking over here and people aren't filling the hotel rooms? That's the only way that I see that it's going to happen. And that, you want to talk fringe and extreme? That's pretty extreme, because I'm a waiter.
You make money off the tourist trade.
I make money off the tourists, and I'm willing to stand out there and tell them not to come here because the water and the soil is poison. That's taking money out of my pocket, but I'm willing to do it. Are you? I mean, is Kauai really ready to take that step? Because that's the only real alternative. They control the politicians. They control the judges. They control the police, all the law enforcement. That's all controlled. They've followed me home. They're probably listening to me right now and monitor all of my contacts, as with anybody in the GMO movement. That's fine.
Oh, you
But are we really willing to take the next step? I think that's a question that we all need to ask ourselves.
That's true.
Well, you know, you pose it in such a way that for folks who want to be involved or want to be engaged, that are the movement, sure, that's a good question, and brings us back to, you know, on the spectrum of folks that have concerns to folks that are committed to removing GMO activities off the face of the planet, because that's there are people who are dedicated to just that. I know that yesterday you mentioned the state legislature and the opening ceremonies, and that there was a bit of action from the anti-GMO and the anti-chemical cartel style of farming. Vandana Shiva is in the islands. She is doing her work. You could put her in that camp of folks and some of her followers that would love nothing better than to not have to worry about GMOs affecting future generations, and that a return to maybe a more sensible approach to growing our own food is on the horizon. We'll see. We'll see what the future brings us. Jeff Morris, I appreciate you joining us here on Out of the Box. I appreciate the work you do in the community, trying to raise the awareness, and that you do, whether people believe it or not, exercise restraint and some judicious thought behind the action, whether you're running solo. Oh, brother, we get a phone call. If somebody, go ahead, Tim, patch him through if you want to take one.
Yeah, let's do that real quick, then I'm going to head out.
Right on. Here we go. Aloha caller, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for all your hard work, all of you. I just want to comment on the land leasers, you know, the Grove Farms and, you know, Baldwin, all the people that lease these lands.
Yep.
You know, they need to be held accountable, too.
And that's a good point. Very good point.
They're sitting in the background collecting all this money, and nobody's saying anything much about them, you know. And they're just kind of sliding by real cheesy, kind of greasy-like, and, you know, getting away with it.
Sounds to me, my answer to that question might be, apparently I might need to turn into the Grove Farm Reaper.
I'm willing to do it, baby.
Let's go.
Yeah, and I'd like to say, you know, to the people on Kauai, the times I showed up to wave sign for Dustin Barca, and it was just Dustin and me and one other person, or nobody else. So all of those thousands of people that voted for Dustin, where were you?
Where are they now? Where are they now? And you know
where
what?
Were they then? Where are they now?
I'll keep the candle lit until they come back. That's all I can say is I'm going to stay on the side of the road. I'm going to sweat in that costume until we stop them.
Right on.
Thank you.
Okay, mahalo.
Hey, thank you for the call.
Yeah, aloha, callers. Jeff, thank you for joining us. Good luck on your evening shift, and hope your wife keeps her job, and that your activism isn't going to, you know, get anyone into hot water other than those folks that you'd like to see in hot water.
Hey, if it's Pono, it's Pono. I just want to tell everybody to live aloha, get off the couch, come join me on the road, hit me up on Facebook. Let's do this. Let's be the change. And thank you, KKCR, for all your efforts as well.
Thank
aloha, you.
Aloha,
you guys.
You
aloha.
Too, Jeff. Thank you so much.
Jeff Morris, the GMO Reaper, who actually, I think it was the 2012 Fun Drive icon. He drew that a tiki-themed KKCR logo for our spring, or sweet. I think it was our spring fun drive.
Yes.
We'll check that one on, but Rock Art is his business that he sells some of his artware. Talented man and engaged activist. Do we get somebody else on the line?
No, at this point in time we're free and open.
We're good to
get
go that
to
way.
Anybody that wishes to discuss something, give us a call here at KKCR
826-7771. That'll get us here. I got an announcement.
Special mental.
Yeah, there we go.
Let's do this.
Kauai Island Utility Cooperative will have an emergency power outage for Waineha and Haena, affecting approximately 500 customers. That's tomorrow, Friday, January 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So this is a midday power disruption that KIUC is going to experience, and the members will experience that. That's to replace some broken insulators at the Waineha substation. So they're planning for a disruption from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Keep that in mind when you're planning your day. That's if you're in the Waineha and Haena areas up here on the beautiful north shore of Kauai. Yeah, so, Tim, anything you want to add while we got a little break in the action?
Well, you know, there isn't too much. Just that, wow, as always, we wish for our trade winds, you know, to come back a little bit, because the stifling sulfuric gases, you know,
that bogginess.
Well, you know, Madame Pele does her thing, and we appreciate what she has to do for us, but sometimes we get the residual after effects, and man, it's hard. It's hard sometimes when I breathe.
Yeah.
I tell you, it takes me back. Excuse me for a moment. It sounds like we've got somebody.
A phone call there. I'm going to read something from the Kauai Community College Office of Continuing Education is pleased to offer Go Farm Hawaii at KCC. This is a program that's just starting. I met Eric Hansen. He was actually on Felicia's show a couple of weeks back, and got a chance to talk story with him. He will be on the Garden Show with Paul and Robin next Wednesday, I believe. I think they taped the show this week, and it'll be on next week. And they'll be talking about this Go Farm program at KCC, which is essentially a farmer development program. So if you're interested in agriculture or getting into the field, or are a practitioner and would like to know more, learn more, they have a program that is going to be starting on the 10th of February. And this is called the Ag Curious class. It's, are you interested in farming, looking for a career or an opportunity to earn supplemental income farming sustainably? Come hear successful Kauai farmers talk story about their startup experiences, their challenges and benefits, and lifestyles. Learn about the Go Farm at KCC training program and assess your readiness to begin. So that's a free class that's being offered by OSET, and that is on February 10th. From 6 to 8 p.m. We'll finish this one off because we got a phone call. I want to bring you up. Aloha, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, I just want to thank Jeff Morris for everything he's doing and for KKCR putting it out there.
All right, Tom, thank you.
I protested in March against the GMOs, and I want them off the islands, too. They're ruining the land and the ocean, and they're paying off all the county council and all the politicians, and, you know, Hoosier was down at the bottom of the list when there was, you know, when the election, and there's Mel Raposo, the pro-GMO dude, and now he's chair. So it's so corrupt. It's really, really sad, because I'm a longtime resident, and it's just sad to see the ignorance. And and when I'm standing on the side of the road with the sign, and the tourists ask me questions, I just tell them to Google GMO-free Kauai, and people get a bunch of information on there, you know, I just try to educate people. I work in a health food store, and people ask me questions, and it's just one-on-one education all day long about the genetically engineered problem that's going on around here. So, and a lot of people don't know it, you know. They don't know that, you know, 90% of their food is genetically engineered that they're eating every day. And it's just super sad, and it's super sad that this giant corporations can just buy off our, you know, they just buy our politicians off, and these guys just accept the money and can sleep at night, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm going to ask you, caller, just to challenge you, play the devil's advocate, I guess, in regards to the notion that our politicians are bought and paid for. But what is it that supports that statement for you? How do you feel like that is a true statement, to think that, if you will, Mel Raposo is the pro-GMO candidate of choice on the island?
Because the two anti-GMO people, there's only two, and it's Hoosier and Chalk, Mason Chalk, from what I understand. I've voted for both these guys. But Hoosier was at the bottom of the list. He's the one that proposed the 2491 with Tim Bynum. Tim Bynum didn't even make the county council. So, to me, yeah, that's corruption. And when you see Joanne Yukimura and all these people just turning their heads, and now all of a sudden, when I watch the stuff on TV, their county council meetings, I'm shaking my head. It's just, it's mind-blowing that they don't educate themselves about what's really going on. And, you know, and just the whole Waimea situation, people being poisoned, the school, you know, everything. It's just, they just turn a blind eye, it seems, you know, and it's been in our face. It's really in our face. It might have been here 25, 30 years. They've been farming on the west side. But all these people that work for these corporations are so brainwashed and ignorant, and then they say stuff like, well, my family's been farming this land for 25 years. Well, you know what? Your family didn't farm this way. This isn't real farming, you know? And they compare it to, like, grafting or something. But you know what? You don't graft in a laboratory. So, you know, it's just, I just try to educate people. I study up on this stuff as much as I can, but it's unbelievable to me how ignorant people can be, and how they just, it's like sheeple, you know?
Sure,
so
but is it
the word sheeple all the time?
Is it just the GMO issue that people are sheeple about? Are there other issues?
There's a lot of things. I mean, I can talk all day about stuff, but the GMO thing is a really heavy crisis on this island. We're a tiny little island. We're only 30 miles across.
So, caller, can I ask you, since you work in the industry of, like, health foods and things like this, do you have an alternative that, or some sort of a working program or solution for the people on the west side, as what would be a viable option instead of, you know, that they can throw down, like, right now and just make a very quick transition into?
Well, for one thing, you have to get these corporations off the island. If they wanted to farm the island, I mean, I don't know all how to go about this and stuff, but you can purify the land by growing beets and turning. Beets are a purifier. They're a blood purifier. They're a blood builder in your body. They purify the land, too. You can grow a crop of beets, from what I hear. And you can turn them into the soil, and you can do that a couple of times, and you purify the soil from all these toxins that have gone in the soil, and then add organic soil on top of it, and farm the real way, like how they did 50 years ago, you know? And, I mean, yeah, we don't have sugar anymore, but, you know, we can grow, we can be self-sustainable, this island, pretty much, if we just grow our own, you know, and if we have farms for everybody, co-op farms, and, you know, I see more and more of that happening as the years go on, and more awareness of the genetically engineered stuff going on, but there's a way to turn this around, you know. These people don't have to lose their jobs. They're just getting so, they're paid well, they get good insurance through, you know, Syngenta and those guys. They treat their employees well. And and they're brainwashing them. You know, I've heard stuff come out of people's mouths. It's just unbelievable how ignorant people can be. And they just follow and listen and follow, and they're getting paid good. And I don't want anyone to lose their jobs, but there's different jobs. You can turn things around, you know. I mean, I think Dustin Barca, you know, from what I hear, he's got a pretty good solution of turning things around over there, you know. And I voted for him, and you know, I'll stand with him, too. I can't always protest. I'm working a lot, you know.
Sure,
but
right.
I go to every march that I can, rain or shine. And, you know, I appreciate people that put themselves out there, like Jeff Morris and a lot of other people, you know.
Sure. I mean, it takes a village. And I question, you know, the statement you made, chiefly because I think that there is opportunity for us to examine the, if you will, the results of the election and question it.
Well, I think there's a lot of people that did the, what is it, you vote ahead of time and mail in your vote.
Sure, sure.
And I've never done that. I'll go to the polls on election day.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people can't do that, but then I just heard a lot of stuff about, you know, a lot of votes weren't counted that way, and
so
you know, you hear a lot of things. I don't know whether it's true or not, but you know, it's like Dustin Barca got more votes than he did, and he's got a village behind him, and then the big corporations have their village too, and now we've got the chair on the county council that's totally pro genetically engineered companies and biochem companies.
And again, I guess I question that. Why do you say that?
Right.
That, I mean, I've never heard Mel be a cheerleader and say, rah, 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 we got to grow GMO.
I've seen him hanging with the Syngenta people at the protests and our mayor, too.
Well, would it not behoove you, caller, would it not behoove you if our current council chair, once again, to educate himself on both sides,
would be great.
Well, can you hear me out? How do you not know that while he is hanging with these Syngenta people, that he is there actually trying to get that information so that he can make truly an educated response, you know, after he learns about, you know, the organic methods as well, too? I mean,
and he's
giving them equal time. Equal time is what I'm putting out there. Because I'm hearing very generalizing from you that just because you feel that he's hanging with people, and mind you, a lot of those people are also his friends and always have been, probably prior to them, you know, taking on jobs with this corporation. But at the same time, you know, he's there possibly trying to educate himself about this.
Well, he doesn't seem to be educating himself about non-GMO stuff, you know. I mean,
and what makes you say
really
that?
Because I'm not personally right in there.
Right.
But, you know, I'm watching this go down on TV, personally at marches, and you know, Carvalho too. He's a sellout. And you know, how do these guys get all this land? Chief Robinson leased thousands of acres to these guys years ago. It made the front page of Garden Island, you know. And it's like, these guys are letting this happen, and it doesn't matter about the poison. It's all about the money, you know. It's all about money, and I've been watching this whole money thing for years, you know. And it's like, I mean, come on, you know. And I educate people one at a time because I deal with them in a health food store one person at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can educate, you know, 10 people in one day, I feel awesome, you know. Like I've done something good. You know, and when at the protests, when the tourists stop by and they don't understand what we're protesting about, and I'll tell them, you know, genetically engineered food, and Google it, you know,
mm-hmm.
because that's all I can say to them in a short amount of time, you know.
Sure, correct.
Educate yourself, you know. And, you know, I'm not all in there with the county council. I don't go to a bunch of meetings. I've gone to a lot of meetings, but I just see this one-sidedness and more and more people just going towards the one side. And, you know, it's this big money is paying these guys off, you know? I mean, there's a lot of problems on this island. The ice thing is a problem, too. Dustin Barker is the only guy running or that was running that even went towards that issue of meth, you know, and trying to trying to get a rehab center or something, you know, because it's like, that's that generation. And, you know, I've got my son, his age, they're classmates. And, you know, he's on the right path, Dustin is. And, you know what, hopefully the next election he will win, you know, because I hope people become aware of things, you know. And I don't think he's just some young punk surfer dude. He's got his priorities straight. And these other guys are, you know, they're condescending on the county council. Mel Raposo is very condescending. And I've listened to him talk about the medical marijuana and how he's, you know, gotten people together anti-medical marijuana. And the guy just seems super ignorant to me, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I know Mel. I mean, I'm not, you know, Mr. Tight Buds with Mel, but I got to just share with you, he's not ignorant. I can
by
guarantee
no
you that. And I'm not here to defend Mel. That's not the case. I'd love to have Mel
it's
join
not
us.
Mel, it's a bunch of these politicians. It's a bunch of, you know, when it comes to the meth thing, there's a bunch of policemen that turn a blind eye on, you know, out in your face meth houses that deal with meth and, you know, traffic going in and out and
sure.
People calling about it, and they don't do anything because it might be their cousin or something.
No,
you know?
Right.
It's so wrong. There's so much wrong going on around here.
It's true. And I guess I don't mean to be argumentative. I'm not trying to, you know, push you into a corner where you have to defend your point of view. I guess I'm just urging you to think about, you know, when we use such broad strokes to paint a picture, that sometimes we can kind of blur the lines, or that we can often distort some of the realities of the, if you will, clarity of what's going on.
Right,
and
I understand where you're coming from, but that's the beauty of having a public radio.
Amen, station. Sister. I agree
100%. Yeah, thank
opinion.
You.
This is my opinion. I can't back myself with a bunch of facts right now. All I see is what I see,
mm-hmm.
And I can't believe what I see. You know?
Well, I agree with you with that, and it sometimes boggles my mind to see. I mean, I was disappointed at the results of the election, and I didn't think it would be, if you will, such disparity in numbers. You know, very shocked that Tim Bynum was not replaced. But I saw it that, you know, he was targeted in such a way that made him very vulnerable, and that there was other issues. And specifically, I'm going to suggest the issue of taxes and an anti-incumbent sentiment that really fueled both a high turnout for folks who were pissed off at the county government, and also Howley. Legislators that a lot of local people felt threatened and responded, that we felt a backlash for that.
Oh man, I'm
so I don't know if Tim.
Sorry.
No, I was going to say that I thought you might have got cut off, but you're there. So,
is she there?
She's there. Go ahead, caller. You still there?
Yeah, you went blank there for a second. I had to recall you.
Okay, there we go. So yeah, we've got you back on. But regardless, it is wonderful to have a community radio station like this, and have a show where callers like yourself can interact and share your passionate feelings, opinions, or otherwise. And as a host, I appreciate you calling in and sharing your mana'o with us.
Well, I appreciate you guys very much, and putting it out there, and having and talk shows like this is awesome, and people calling in and saying whatever, you know. It's awesome, and that's how I feel, and that's what I know, and I don't sit at the computer and research a whole bunch of stuff, but I do a little bit of research, and I do have to deal with the public all the time, and I'm in a health food store.
Sure.
So you know, it's like I do want to educate as many people. I don't put it in their face. I just let them ask me, and then I educate them.
Well, and bless you for doing that kind of outreach. That's, if you will, value-added service that I'm sure your employers appreciate, and that your customers, you know, come in wanting something, might not have the full picture, and you can share a little bit of insight and help illuminate things that they might want to know.
Right on. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. Appreciate the call. We're going to take another caller right here, too.
Aloha. Okay, you guys keep up the good work. Aloha.
One more. We got another caller. Come on up. How's that? We're good? Another caller. Are you there? Aloha. Caller. Nope. All right. So they've got a little blank on that action. It is just about 4:40 and 20 minutes for the top of the hour, 5 o'clock, will bring us 1 hour closer to the Evolve show. Brother Dove is getting some preparations right now. We got phone lines open at 426-826-7771. We're talking story on your community radio station. Tell me, got anything? No? There we go. Are you talking to Danny? No, no, somebody else. There you go. So with that in mind, I'm going to let folks know on the North Shore, the Kauai Island Utility Cooperative will have an emergency power outage for Waineha and Haena, affecting approximately 500 customers from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's Friday, January 23rd, 2015. There's some broken insulators at the Waineha substation, so KIUC folks are going to have to shut the power down from 11 to 1 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, January 23rd, from 2015. And well, here we go. I'm going to play a little song from the old school music catalog.
Hey, I got a couple other callers.
Well, hopefully we got you on the station you love.
Thank you.
Kauai Community Radio.
Thanks a lot, my bro. Aloha. KKCR.
From Parliament, KKCR, you're on the air.
Hi, that's me.
That's you.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling. Appreciate the check in.
Okay. Well, thanks. Good show. Hey, I want to thank. Was his name Jeff Morris or Reaper Man?
The Reaper Man, Jeff Morris.
Reaper Man. Yeah, I've been at those gatherings where he was there, and I think he's right. He's a real strong focal point for people, and I believe the police and even the politicians. He kind of kept a distance from these guys because they were more than just a regular constituent of the community.
Mm-hmm.
They were something that was up and beyond that. But that's not really my point of the call. I was just also calling in support of the last caller and her sentiments that she feels we may have some corruption in our local government here.
Mm-hmm.
And when you asked her about what made her feel that way, or, you know, her facts on the thing were, and she didn't have that many, but one thing I think would like to point out about Carvalho was the gas situation last year.
Sure.
Where he took the Fifth Amendment and wouldn't tell anybody what he was doing with
right.
that $50,000 worth of gas, or I believe that's what the quantity was.
Mm-hmm.
And he got the county attorney to say that the laws didn't apply to him in this situation. But he did appoint the county attorney. And the only person that could take it any further would be the county prosecutor, who we also appointed.
Well, the county prosecutor was elected, but again, what was, if you will, strongly encouraged to run, coming from the county attorney.
Okay. Well, these sort of things would tend to make me question why they're, it's obviously not transparency anyway. This is a
sure.
security, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We don't want you to know what's really going on. As far as Mel Raposo goes, I think in the KPD Blues, he was pretty implicated in some charges about sexual harassment, and has been a couple times.
Well, I mean, I think the Monica Alves incident is pretty well, you know, I don't want to say documented, but, I mean, obviously it was in a book, and, you know, it's not something I'm sure Mel is proud of. I don't know if he was charged with sexual harassment, but it was definitely an issue related to his supervising and other officers participating in, you know, very, you know, unacceptable behavior that should have warranted criminal charges, I think. I'm not sure if people's jobs were put on the line, but there definitely was some repercussions, and Mel was no longer on the police force after that.
Just seemed like kind of a political or governmental walk on the dark side a bit, you know, where, okay, I can get away with this, so I will. And in politics as well, it seems like they're doing the same thing. I asked Russ, it was 2 years ago, Russ Pagawa, if he was taking donations from the seed companies
mm-hmm.
on the west side,
mm-hmm.
and he kind of blushed a bit, and he said, well, I used to, but I haven't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to check it out. I don't have a computer right here or operate it, but I bet there's been some pretty heavy contributions to the campaign situation this year by the seed companies,
oh.
as well as organizational.
Yes, I mean, that is public record. That is well documented. If you were able to access a computer or a friend who could, you could go Babes Babes Against Biotech, their BABS website. I can pull it up later on. And I think they've done some extensive research into how much the different lobbyists and the different industry groups, and then some of the, if you will, the supporters from that industry, who they've contributed to, how much they've contributed to, and well, the patronage that they're receiving for that type of, and I shouldn't use the word patronage, but it is, you know, support, and we know that the industry is well supported in our state and local government. I mean, that's for sure. There's without a doubt there. But I'm not going to go so far and say that they're bought and sold, that Ross Kagawa is on the take, or that Mayor Carvalho receives a monthly or a weekly stipend for his support of biotech or big ag on Kauai.
Everybody's got a lot more finesse than that right now. You don't have to, this is not, you know, out and out gangsters we're talking about right now. This is political finesse and how it's all held together.
Yes, it is. But there are some folks that would suggest there is that kind of organized crime, and not related to GMOs, but related more to drug trafficking and related to other vice-related behaviors that are, you know, on the books as illegal. But there is either kind of a turning of a blind eye or a willingness to look the other way, all of the above, and it continues to flourish and people profit from that.
Oh, yeah. So, as well, though I have no proof of that the police are involved with the ICE sales and that stuff, it just
mm-hmm.
seems like there's a lot of people out there that are selling ICE and
mm-hmm.
doing illicit drugs and stuff like that that never go to jail for it.
Right.
So, anyway, I won't carry on too long. I hope you got some other calls.
Well, I think we do have one more person. So thank you for calling, and we appreciate that. The phone lines are open at 826-7771. Tim Kalai is answering the phones. We got another caller on. Aloha, caller. Thank you for joining us here on Out of the Box.
Yes, hi. I listened to the some of the callers and you folks too. The last one I was paying special attention to was the woman who works in the health food store.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a good thing to give others the benefit of the doubt, and that they're not taking money, and that they're researching different options as far as, you know, are the GMOs dangerous? Do
right.
we need to do something else?
Mm-hmm.
Et cetera, et cetera.
No,
but we're keeping it with that kind of thinking and with that kind of direction, we're not using the information we already know. Because if we were using the information we already know, there would be a moratorium. Because all of these pesticides there's evidence of danger.
Mm-hmm.
All restricted use pesticides have been found in all waterways in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Waimea Middle School, all 5 air samples have found the same restricted use chemicals, pesticides, in the air.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one of them, the most, I guess the one you hear about the most, chlorpyrifos, is known to lower IQ.
How good is that to have in our, if you will, learning environment?
Exactly. And so, you know, to think that, okay, well, they're not on the take, or maybe they're exploring this or that. Well, if it's my child that their IQ is going down, or they're getting childhood leukemia, and again, I'm a care provider on the West Side, I'm seeing odd symptoms,
mm-hmm.
and I'm seeing poisonings of people who are coming in, working on the fields and coming in, losing consciousness. And there's enough there. All these pesticides have been researched. The thing that really hasn't been researched is the combinations, all the different combinations that you can make of 80 restricted-use pesticides. And when you start breaking them down and mixing them up and use the surfactants included, et cetera, the binders, the fillers, all that, we're talking about more than a trillion different new chemicals,
mm-hmm.
new compounds.
Mm-hmm.
And that hasn't been studied because that's kind of like impossible. And so, now since we know this is dangerous, wouldn't it be a normal kind of second thought to think that our leaders would say, wait a minute, we have to have this research because we know for sure that this has been found in our waters, in our waterways, every single one. These chemicals have been found in our schools. And Waimea Canyon Middle School, they used a control group at Hanalei School, and all Hanalei School had, which is not okay either, is historical chemicals, so
mm-hmm.
not related to the restricted use pesticides that are in use currently. So,
Get
an exposure, I would say stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm a politician, I would say stop
mm-hmm.
research if people are being hurt, and also it's illegal that these pesticides are being found off the grounds where they're being used. Then we need to stop, and we need to find solutions, or we need to get them out of here because it's not safe or whatever. But I don't see the innocence in waiting and, you know, thinking about it and talking about the options and what the pesticides might cause, et cetera, et cetera. We know it's already a lot of what these pesticides cause, and they're dangerous.
Yeah, I would not argue any of that and share that sentiment that, you know, there is a kind of a precautionary principle at play
mm-hmm.
that should be engaged. And I, you know, being a supporter of 2491 for a variety of reasons, feel like there was a compelling story that said, yeah, we should pass this bill and we should take the next step. Whether that was suing the state, the Department of Health, or the Department of Ag for negligence or being derelict in duty, or taking it upon ourselves as a local entity to interrupt this potentially destructive activity. But you and I would agree that that was the way to go. Unfortunately, a number of other more influential people than us were able to, whether it was the mayor's veto or it was the county attorney's interpretation or the federal judge that said, Nope, it's invalid. That's
well, it's a combination of things. But
sure.
When you look at the decisions that the mayor has made,
mm-hmm.
if you follow the, kind of the pattern of his decisions, not one time has he worked in favor of protecting the people or the environment. He's taken the option of siding with the GMO companies, vetoing bills, and I mean, you know, the tax for the agriculture, or
right.
they're not really doing agriculture.
Right.
I mean, I can't think of one time where they said wait, this might be dangerous. In fact, it's been proven to be dangerous. We have to stop poisoning our children, our environment, until we know for sure this is safe. Which really is impossible to prove that it's safe because they've already been proven to be unsafe. I mean, really, the only safe thing is to stop. Is they got to go.
So I'm sorry. I just got a word. We got another caller, and I apologize for the second caller who just joined joining us.
I was just agreeing exactly what she's saying.
Well, thank you for joining us. And I'll keep you both on, or if the first caller, if you'd like to move on, we'll move you on.
No, I'll hang on whatever. If anybody wants to ask questions or whatever.
I only have a little bit to say, that's all.
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Share then your Manao, please.
Okay. I was born and raised on the west side of Kekaha, and I watched it. It used to be sugar cane fields, and that was my kid, you know, growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, all I see is plantations and fields of chemicals, and I'm watching some of my closest friends and grandmas move away because of the chemicals flowing into Kekaha and making them sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have to move away.
Yeah.
It's not even funny.
So let me ask you this, and this will go back to the question of our results at the election. How did with that being the case, how did the West Side overwhelmingly support Mayor Carvalho, Mel Raposo, Ross Kagawa, Daryl Perry, and Errol Conashiro, and Arthur Bruhn as well, and not support Felicia Cowden and Tim Bynum and Gary Hauser?
Really, those guys are all jokes. It should be the people's decision.
You know, and I guess back to the question, if this question of should we have GMO or not, if that was put on the ballot,
no.
Do you think the results would have been any different than the Maui results, 51-49, or would it have been we on the losing end who want GMOs gone, or we who want GMOs to stay on the winning end? How do you think that would have turned out?
I think Kauai would speak and be loud about it because mm-hmm. the politicians and all their voting and all this BS, it doesn't make any sense, and a lot of Kauai people know about that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my statement about that.
And let me ask you then back to your, if you will, current situation on the West Side. You know, Sister is a healthcare provider, works with people from the West Side. You're a resident of the West Side, experiencing the drift and the impact in the community. What are the steps or what's next? What can you do to get relief? What do we have to see happen?
You know what I have to do to get relief? I have to go up to Cloquet to mm-hmm. breathe free air, to get away from, you know what they've been doing? They've been mixing Agent Orange with
mm-hmm.
That pesticide, that other one,
mm-hmm.
Roundup,
mm-hmm.
and they've been spraying it all over without asking the community or the kids or the families that live out there if that's okay with them. And you know what? The winds, they shift. We got trade winds. We got Malcos. And they all come back into our community, and what? We're all breathing that. And people are wondering why they get sick and why they go to the hospital and stuff. I just talked to my doctor the other day, and I'm not only that, I've actually seen it. I've talked to people who work out there for Syngenta
mm-hmm.
and for Pioneer and Dole. It's all out there. It's all out in the open, but nobody's doing anything about it. And I don't know what's going on.
Is that because of the dollar, the jobs are so important?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's all about the money, right? The government.
Uh-huh.
Like alcohol and tobacco, it's legal because they make money off of it, and that's why it's still illegal. But still, it kills most of the rates of people in this world.
Yes, and yeah. I appreciate both of you calling in and sharing. I want to just ask you to hold on a second. I got to take a very brief 10-second what we call our station ID, and then I'll ask some questions before we move on to other callers, if that's okay.
That's fine. Mahalo.
Thank you. So just hold on 1 second. You are listening to Kauai Community Radio, KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea.
KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K224CQ Moloa'a, K284AL Haleiwa.
Right on. Thank you, Dean, for helping us out there. It is 5 o'clock. You're on the Out of the Box show with Tim Kalai, man in the phones, Jimmy Trujillo, Blobbin on the mic, and two callers, one a health practitioner, and then another gentleman living on the west side. Thank you for staying on. The question I have in regards to, finding relief, back to our first caller, our guest, Jeff Morris, the GMO Reaper. What is it going to be the catalyst? What will rally the people to get us out of our comfort zone, to get us out of our space that says, oh, well, this is acceptable because my husband's working, or I'm just happy for my family?
Well, see,
go ahead.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, is because they threaten, a lot of people's jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a mindset, I think. But they all were out there growing their own food and their taro, and you can grow anything out on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
But no, the companies have a hold of it because they have most of the money. And we are a very poor community out there, but mm-hmm. we're not poor. We have know-how.
Mm-hmm.
We have aina.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people know that, but a lot of people don't put it into practice. If the people would get together and grow their own food out there and keep it all organic and rid that soil of all those chemicals that they've been poisoning it with, it would be very prosperous. All of a sudden, California would probably be asking for our vegetables instead of us, depending on the barges coming over with their vegetables. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, I think the vision you share, it's possible, but there's going to be some, we have to have some shifts
happening.
It's
going to be a war, no doubt about it. But you know what? I mean, it's going to have to be, we're going to have to break up the road, stop those trucks going there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a war, and it's going to happen nevertheless, but... I don't know. I'm just speaking my mind because I have a chance to.
Well, I appreciate you doing that.
That's the way I feel, mm-hmm. I have a lot of love. I'm born and raised. I've seen it. I've watched it my whole life.
Sure you have.
I have my own vegetable garden. I grow everything organic. I don't buy fruit and vegetables from the store because I don't trust them. I don't know where they're from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even it says organic, that doesn't mean nothing. Anybody can put a sticker on a tomato and go, oh, yeah, this is organic. You know what I mean?
Especially when it's $5.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why they do it. They just put a little sticker on it and raise up the price.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
know? I don't buy it.
But I certainly appreciate that perspective, of not buying it. We know when we buy local, when we have a relationship with the people that grow our food, or even more, we have a relationship with the food that we grow, we get tremendous value out of that.
Yeah.
And
exactly. I go to the farmer markets, and I know my farmers
mm-hmm.
who I get my produce from, or my meat.
Mm-hmm.
I know them, and I know what they do. I've watched them and I've seen it, but it's so hard going to the grocery store nowadays. You could go to Times Market, you don't know where that shit's from.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse my language,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, you don't know where that stuff's from. It could be anywhere, and you just could put a little fancy label on it and go, yeah, it's
right,
from
right.
New Zealand, but really it was from, China or something, or it was from Manoa, I don't know.
So let me ask you this in regards to the time frame. Obviously, the legislation opened up yesterday. We will probably be very disappointed if we're looking for a legislative fix to this. What do you see as being the resolution to this conflict? How do we resolve this challenge that Kauai is facing?
Well, honestly, I think the people should get together and have a good meeting about it. I don't think one person would be the guy to call all the shots. I think it needs to be a bunch of the communities getting together and making the right decision, getting everybody's point of view instead of just putting down a vote and then just labeling one person, because that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Can I say something about
that,
please, too?
Do.
Yeah.
You're talking about riling a group up, you know, how
no, I'm not talking about riling.
Well, not you, not you, not you.
Mob,
no, I'm talking
anything.
About, no, I'm talking about the subject, like getting people to vote on the website.
Taking action.
To be active. Or,
mm-hmm.
You're talking to sick and poor people. And so what we're doing is we're oppressing them further by saying, now you need to come up with the, you know, with the power here, and you need to say this, and you need to do this. While they're sick and poor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just really against that, because for one thing, the one size, you don't even know what GMO is. They know what pesticide is. And
genetically modified organisms?
Yeah, a lot
of
people
don't very much about them.
Yeah, no, you do, I'm sure.
But some people don't.
We're taking advantage of those people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not right.
And no, I didn't mean to take advantage. No,
you're
misunderstanding me. You're misunderstanding me. What I'm talking about is laying down the facts and seeing what, like, say, okay, take Kaha, for instance, and can have a community meeting there, and everybody can go over there and talk and speak their voice. And then maybe somebody with a higher level can, you know, come up with a good solution. I'm not talking about hiring a mayor who doesn't even know what the hell is going on because he sits his ass in the office all day.
He keeps those things that would protect people.
Yeah, and so I think there was a miscommunication. I think you guys are suggesting the same things.
Yeah.
The sister was supporting what you were saying, brother, in that this situation is about exploitation. This is about a corporation that has, and I shouldn't say a corporation, but an industry that has tapped into a desperate economy. When the sugar plantations went out and the state was so hungry for somebody, some entity to come in, biotech said, thank you very much. They came in and said, we have...
They stole a shitload of land and started dropping a bunch of chemicals everywhere.
That's right.
And paying good jobs now. Something that wasn't...
Now everybody is relying on those
jobs,
so they're using that as a leverage to go, but if we don't have GMO, you seen that commercial? It's so retarded.
Yeah.
Well, if we don't have GMO, a lot of people are going to lose their jobs, and they try and make it all...
It's a bunch of
bag and
disgusting,
and it's like,
BS. It's total BS. And and actually, two-thirds of those workers are migrant workers. They're not even local people.
Well, regardless, they're still...
a local job. Well, what do you mean?
Sure.
Why are we sending people over here from somewhere else when we're so concerned about local jobs?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that.
Right? And I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a lot of other workers coming over nowadays.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. That's the call. Is who else can we exploit?
Easy job. You know, and a lot of them are willing to do that for a low rate.
Yeah.
And I think that's their bait. It's like, I'll give you a job for this.
Migrants are coming here to work for between $11 and $13 an hour. That's the high wage they're getting. I see them in the clinic all the time, and I ask them, what are you making? And they're real happy with that. But, you know, that's not a good wage.
No, not to put yourself at risk of operating, you know.
How are you going to survive off of that? Maybe if you're a teenager and you're still living at mom's house.
Yeah.
You know, you can't survive off of that.
No, you can't. And the other thing that I have to say about proving harm, or what are we going to do instead, or what, you know, today we're poisoning people, and that has to stop regardless of what other plans we might have. And
poisoning people, or babies, or cake, in the land. You know, how is our land going to produce us any food later if it's all poisoned?
No, exactly.
It's not.
You know, the ground is poisoned
people
over there.
People need to notice that. And just, you know, and plan a little bit better, I guess, you know?
Well, and you know, you could have, say, a routine where you put a little bit of Ajax on your child's cereal every day, and
they seem to be fine with it. And so you keep doing it, and you keep doing it, and you do it, and you think, well, maybe there's a benefit even to this, because they're not getting sick, and they're growing, and it's immoral. Just plain immoral.
Amen to that. Yeah, it's totally immoral, and it's just wrong.
So it needs to stop. It's even illegal. And there's no other, well, what plan should we have instead?
Well, it's illegal what they're doing right now, too, but they do it anyway because they have all the money and they can hire all the high-priced lawyers. And they can just talk their way out of it. But,
yeah,
it's totally illegal what they're doing. They have no idea about all the families that they're affecting.
No, I don't think they care.
No, they don't care.
They don't come out in the community.
They're just a multi-million-billion-dollar company. And it's BS, and I want them out of here. I think they should leave, and I think we should go back to sugar cane.
And I don't think there should be an extravagant plan to do that. I think you just first, day one, 2 days, stop poisoning people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing. They're poisoning the island. They're poisoning Kauai.
So you guys are definitely not in that camp of like, well, if they just kind of change their practices and maybe made a 1,000-foot buffer zone and only sprayed on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'll let them be.
Here.
No, you want them done.
Yeah, I want them gone.
Pow, already.
They're going to try and sidewind. If you give them that little option, they'll find their way to weasel back in or sneak something back in. And they've been doing that for years. They know how to do it.
Well, there you go. I guess...
out of here.
Out of here. I would love to clear the lines and open it up and hope that somebody has a different perspective. Somebody would want to call in and counter your enthusiasm to get rid of GMO.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
This is Jesse Luck coming from the west side of Kauai, and I love you all, and I like who I was speaking
with. And this is Margie Maupin.
Hey, Margie.
And I'm speaking as an individual, not representing my work, just to let you know.
Well, I appreciate Margie and Jesse. Thank you for calling in to Kauai Community Radio, the station that loves you. And keep doing what you're doing, because that's what we got to do.
Much aloha. Keep the spirit Westside.
Aloha.
Aloha. There we go. I'm going to just throw it out there, 826-7771. If you're involved in the industry, if you have a counter proposal or a sentiment that isn't the same, I'm going to say, hey, Mr. Tim, can you answer the phone and get a new person on the line? We'll see how we do. This is community radio, and, you know, oftentimes folks will accuse us of just having the KKCR echo chamber, but we want to put it out there. Let's hear some other perspectives, and Tim's got some phone calls for us there. What do you think, Tim? We got somebody? Come on up. All right, you're live on the air. Aloha, KKCR. Aloha, KKCR, you're on Out of the Box.
I was listening. I took a 10-minute break, so I hope I didn't miss anything too important, but I just had a couple quick comments.
Yeah, fire away.
First of all, right before the election, I met Mr. Carvalho at the nearby fruit stand. We had a little talk, and after I kind of accused him of some things, he got outraged and said, wait a minute now, if I would know for sure that any one of those chemicals was dangerous, it would be out of here. And my jaw almost fell to my socks. I was like, wow. I said, Bernard, atrazine, they don't even allow it in the country where they make it. I mean, I can't believe it. If you don't know this by now, you ain't doing your job, dude. I mean, you just ain't doing your job. And then I just was wondering if anyone knew how it was working out. I heard that Monsanto or Syngenta or a Pioneer lawyer got appointed to the director of the Waimea Hospital. I mean, I didn't know if that was true or not and what was going on with that.
Yeah, I guess, you know, a little bit of that. Former legal counsel, I think Scott McFarland was his title. I think he represented for Syngenta and then represented, and I could be a little bit wrong with the different groups, the Hawaii Crop Improvement Association sat on their board of directors or was representing that group, but also sat on the Farm Bureau State Division. The Farm Bureau has a state kind of group that oversees Farm Bureau activity. So
it's pretty messy.
Close in you know, hand in glove kind of thing. So Scott was also named to the West Kauai Memorial Hospital, their board of directors, and then in the interim was made, I think, the CEO of the West Side community. So it's a state-run health organization, and Scott was selected, I guess, to run that. I don't think he is no longer in the industry seed company, but that is some of the backstory there.
Right on. I mean, and then there's stuff like, you know, the kids at the elementary schools on the west side getting little GMO coloring books and toys, you know, donated to the school.
Sure.
To help promote the propaganda. That's such a bunch of malarkey. And just for the record, you know, and I have said this on the air before, but, you know, as a scientist, we do have to separate the idea of genetically modified organisms with the massive use of pesticides and experimental stuff and unproven combinations thing. You know, I'm not against the science of modifying organisms for the better of mankind, but when you look at the corporate memos that have been dug out of the internet and stuff, and these companies, it's not their agenda. They're not into, like, making crops that use less water or less fertilizer or any of that. Their total agenda is controlling the food supply on the planet. They've said it amongst themselves. And in their headquarters, Monsanto, Syngenta, they refuse to eat anything genetically modified. So what's up with that?
Well, there we go. Appreciate the phone call. I've got another one in the queue. Thank you. Appreciate that. We are at 5:15 here on Kauai Community Radio. Got another phone call coming on up. Yep, here we go. Aloha caller, you are live on the air.
Hey, aloha.
Thank you for calling in.
Hey, well, let's see how to put this. You're looking for like a catalyst, right? You're calling for a catalyst. What do you think the catalyst is going to be to wake people up?
Well, I threw that out there as well in regards to what is it going to be to mobilize the masses?
I think it's going to be when everybody realizes that the end result of the federal court system is ultimately clogged. It's done. And the only way this is going to work, the only way GMOs are going to leave, or the only way we're going to get what we want, it's going to be from a sovereign government of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're going to see this kind of, you know, pass a bill, then it goes to the federal court, and then it gets rejected over and over again until we wake up and realize that, you know, when it's criminal to expose a crime, you know, then that's when the judge is a criminal. So,
mm-hmm.
criminal system, and you got to cut the tumor out. So we can talk about how bad GMOs are, or if they're bad, or we can talk about sick people and poor people, but nothing's going to change until we have our own sovereign government. So we make laws that are, you know, held accountable from us, by us.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's really, that's where the ultimate conversation is going to end up. I don't know how long it's going to take to end up there, but it's going to end up there one day, because every other avenue is going to become tiresome. And I don't know. I'm of the 20-year-old generation, so as for myself and my friends, we're getting kind of bored of basic American politics.
The same old, same old.
It's the same old, same old. So, it's, you know, Kauai is just that perfect spot right now to try something new, and it's going to, and I believe it's going to happen. And GMO is the perfect way to show that, you know, we can have support amongst the community, but it's never going to get codified until we get that federal, you know, until we get the end result, whoever's going to tell us that's okay or not, in our own hands.
Right, because right.
The federal level is, you know, effed. Decision, better way. You know, I mean, it's, look at anything. You know, look at the Ross Ulbricht trial. Look at the journalists that they're putting away. They're giving them 80-year sentences for exposing crime. You know, look at how they're treating hackers. look at that side of the federal court system, and then try to get some kind of justification, you know, to that there's some wrongdoing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just like asking a pig to, you know, make a Picasso. I don't know. That's a bubble.
Hey, you had me right up there until the art metaphor. But, no, I understand in regards to, you know, the system is, you know, and back to an earlier conversation about accusing our local politicians of being corrupt, I think I would agree with the broad statement that our system is corrupt. And that our system has demonstrated that its ineffectiveness, and that if we continue to expect different results, we're just buying into the insanity of it all.
Yeah. So you know, when people start talking about Hawaiian sovereignty,
mm-hmm.
and you know, a lot of people mistaken that sentiment as, you know, anger. I mean, you can interpret that as a lot of ways, because it is, you know, it comes from. Some people are justifiably angry, but, you know, there's also a whole other side to, you know, Hawaiian sovereignty that goes way beyond just this, you know, cultural kind of renaissance. It goes to, we can create our own government here. We can create it, and we can start from scratch.
Well, I appreciate you bringing that up and making that connection, because that has been brought up before, and I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Switzerland or the Pacific, and it's you know, it's gonna happen in my book. Sooner than later.
There we go. Well, brother, we got a phone call waiting right behind you. Appreciate you calling in and sharing your mana'o. Thanks for staying engaged and sharing it. And I hope that more folks like you will pick up the ball and run with it.
Yeah, for sure.
Mahalos. So we got another phone call coming right in on the tail end of that one. Aloha, caller. You're on the air, out of the box.
Yeah. Aloha. So you guys had asked for, you know, maybe some different opinions on the GMO thing and stuff like that.
Yes.
And, I am definitely a let's get all the seed companies out of the West Side kind of person.
Okay.
But as someone who has farmed most of his life, you have to recognize that you need to have a whole entire toolkit to be a successful farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And being in Hawaii, we have a very interesting ecosystem where we're kind of out of balance just given our unique geographical position in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So when a new fungus or a new invasive species comes in, it makes it very hard for us to successfully grow crops, you know, make sure that we have a healthy native ecosystem, et cetera, et cetera. So there can be practical applications of science. But with that being said, I'd like to emphasize more over than even the fact of GMOs as being the problem on Kauai or in the state in general.
Mm-hmm.
It's that of monoculture agriculture. When we have monotypic anything, it's always been a big problem. We're always going to be doing massive spraying. We're going to be doing a lot of over-tilling of our soils, which are going to lead to a lot of erosion and stuff like that. And so, I mean, I'm not going to say that GMOs are wrong, but just like every science, there may be a good use for it.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, here on Kauai, it's definitely not being used in the right way. You know, one can argue that something like the GMOs on a papaya industry or on the Big Island may have helped that industry.
Yep, good point.
But I think we need to really, beyond the fact that GMOs, is emphasize that monoculture agricultural endeavors do not work, and that we need to work on more polycultural systems and doing a lot more crop rotations and diversifying our endeavors besides just doing one thing. And that's what's most important in terms of keeping the sanctity of our aina.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'd like to interject. And thank you guys for all your great work. And just keep on doing what all you guys do. It's a lot.
Excuse me, I got one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got a question coming from the peanut gallery.
Is it okay if I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. You know, as I was listening to you talking, and once again, truly appreciate your opinion, you know, and your perspective, you know, as to how a farmer needs to look at things. Yes, we do, especially out here in this climate, you know, have a variety of things that are either created or have a tendency of making it challenging, you know, for a farmer to produce, you know, food, wholesome, you know, as well as to have it so that it can be a product of, for, you know, in the form of produce, you know, when you take it to market, so that there's longevity and things that last with this.
Absolutely.
But the what came to mind as you were speaking, and I'm just wondering about this, is it prudent to put food out to the general public without verifying the values or the health aspects or the risks that are associated with that product or produce?
I am on the agreement that it is not prudent at all.
Right.
But with that being said, a science can be very helpful and be very detrimental. And it's all about the hands that are dealing with that kind of science.
Study.
Correct. And so we've seen this throughout history, and I'm not advocating at all for genetically modified organisms.
Okay.
But to deny science is to impede agriculture. And I would just like to emphasize, as someone who's done a lot of agriculture and studied it for a long time, is that the scale of agriculture and the way that it's presented, which is the same system that it's gone through in the last 100 years, not only on this island, but throughout most of the world in terms of monoculture agriculture, is more deleterious than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as we walk away from monocultural systems and go back into, we're all a more communal based thing, we're crop rotating,
mm-hmm.
we do a diversity of organisms, we can get away from things like spraying so much or over tilling I do not have all the answers. But I just want to emphasize that monocultures are not the answer, and maybe that's something we should be more addressing than anything else.
Sure. No, and I appreciate that. And I thank you for kind of hanging in there a little bit longer than maybe you were planning to.
Yeah, no worries. But, you know, I just also want, for the record, I am not pro-GMO in any way. I have no agenda. I'm just saying this as someone who's combated a lot of agricultural endeavors throughout the years, and I just see what works and doesn't work, and I know that monocultures do not work more than anything else.
There we go. Well, I got another caller. He's coming on. So thank you for joining us. Appreciate
that.
We're going to take our next caller right up. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Great show. And I just wanted to talk about the GMO papaya as being helpful on the Big Island.
Okay.
That is an utter myth. There has even been a study done by Greenpeace. There was a very substantial study that I'm not sure the name of it anymore because it was done in 2006 maybe, but it's using all USDA information. It proved that was not the case, that the papaya industry actually kept going down, that they lost money because their prices had to go down as well, and that there was less papaya. So anybody that wanted to Google that, and it's possible that it's on the Hawaii Seed website, but I just wanted to make that point because I know that the lovely listener just a moment ago was trying to be, good about it, but I wanted to make sure that everybody knew that was a myth.
Well, I mean, I guess the fact is that the GMO, the Hawaii GMO situation, the new product being some local virus being introduced did help. Was it ring spot virus? Is that you know better than I do, caller? I know that, but it was ring spot, right?
Yes.
Right, and their solution was,
well, maybe it helped initially for a moment. I mean, it also made the roots weaker. But the point of it is that it didn't help the industry really at all because financially it took it down.
Sure.
In comparison to what it had been. And
mm-hmm.
all of that
mm-hmm.
information is available in this Greenpeace
study.
Study.
Right.
And I'm sorry that I can't tap into the name of it, but I'm just coming back from the airport and I can't.
Well, let me ask you this. Were you on Oahu recently?
Yes.
Yes. And can you do you have any updates on how yesterday's events went? Any reports that you can share?
I'm a wee bit tired, but I thought it was really great events happening at the Capitol yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Similar to last year or even more so?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Even more so.
Absolutely. Even more so, yes. And one thing that really heartened me was that the industry itself, on the news last night, they interviewed a PR person from the industry, and she said something about, actually, how did it go, respecting each other's views or listening to each other's views. And that was the first time I've ever heard the industry actually say that we actually have something to say.
Mm. Yeah, that is interesting. And you've been involved in if you will, this work for a while. You've been part of the movement since the movement wasn't moving much, yeah?
Well, I really must go right now. I'm sorry. I would love to stay and talk to you.
We will carry on the conversation later, dear. Thank you so much for joining us on Out of the Box. Aloha. We have another caller coming in, and we are talking about whatever is on your mind on Kauai Community Radio. Aloha, caller. Thanks for calling in to the Out of the Box show.
You, much aloha. This is Kauai Boy from the West Side, and I'm still about... Our last caller was talking about the papayas.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was younger and these strawberry papayas growing everywhere, and now I grow the same seed and they're not strawberry anymore.
And
this is when the sugar cane was growing. Even that was bad, but it wasn't as bad as it is today.
Worse now.
It's way worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm watching people get sick. I'm even watching people die, and it's heavy, and nobody does anything about it. The companies are like, well, we're just going to keep doing whatever we have to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, that I guess that's the sad part about it, is that it does seem like, you know, that...
Sad part about it, it's murder.
Sure.
You know, when a kid starts shitting diarrhea all day long, I mean, what are the kids going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are the parents going to do?
Sure, absolutely.
You know, they're poisoning the West Side, and... They know it, but they still do it, and they get away with it. I mean, what's going on with that?
Bring it on. So I've got another caller. Go ahead and hang on right now.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come off so rough and raw, but that's the truth, you know? I mean, if I can't speak the truth, somebody needs to hear it.
Well, thank you for sharing it. And you know,
thanks for hearing it, you know?
Not a problem. I just wanted to... The phone just rang, and she's a West Side girl. We were going to bring her on up if you wanted to stay on and talk story with her.
Sure, I'll stay on.
Right on. Cool. Aloha, caller. Thank you for joining us.
Hi.
Thank you.
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Well, I personally am sick from I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very healthy and ate very well my whole adult life. But the point I want to make is that the corporations that are here are not growing any food. This is the garden island. We should be growing food to eat. We should be able to go to the store and find whole sections that are food grown here on Kauai.
Yeah, without chemicals.
With no chemicals, exactly.
Exactly.
Instead, they have license to experiment on us, open air, and it should be all with at least cloaked, you know, within greenhouses, so that we don't have to breathe with the chemicals that they're using to experiment.
Right, because it's probably going to take us years to get rid of all those chemicals that they already put into our earth.
Yes, we're going to be left with the same thing as that happened with the sugar companies. They left. They didn't clean up after themselves, and now
we did take off our sugar plant. Still sitting there. It's caused a toxic environment. You can't even go in there.
I know.
Yeah.
I haven't even been able to find out why they haven't taken that mill down.
Because there's so many chemicals in there. They have to bring in a special team to take that place out.
Yeah, and meanwhile we look around and they're just creating more problems.
Yeah.
And I also want to say that there is a community garden in Kekaha, and I've been working in that garden for 3 years We use no chemicals. We keep it all organic. We want people to come and help us grow food. All our excess food goes to Nana's house. And there's only a few of us that work there every week. And
you know Mike Seeley, obviously.
I would like to use this opportunity to invite people to come. It's at the corner where the Episcopalian Church is.
Yeah, I know where it is. My mom is right across from the community garden.
On the gate, it tells you what day to come and what you to join us. We need volunteers so that we need the locals to help us grow more food.
Yep. I agree with you, and there's not enough volunteers.
So that's just one way that I think we can help.
You would have taken over that whole field if there was enough volunteers.
But I hope that together we can kick them out.
Together we can.
I'm going to come by and I'm going to say hi to you because
okay.
I appreciate what you're doing and I'll see you there at the garden.
Great.
Right on. I'm
all about it.
That's all I wanted to say.
Well, both of you, appreciate that. Mahalos, I'm glad that you guys were able to make a West Side connection on our community radio. The phone calls are coming in at 826-7771. We're flying by the seat of our pants. I forgot to go here, so we're going to do this right now because I can. It is the good folks at Hawaii Life and Tahiti Nui that make this show possible, and listeners like you in partnership with these good folks.
Neil Norman and the Hawaii Life Brokerage Ohana proudly supports GMO-free Kauai, agricultural biodiversity, and sustainable farming practices, such as community gardens, food forests, seed saving, and beekeeping. Malama aina.
Announcing the return of the Tahiti Nui's Hanalei Luau, featuring 50 years of songs and dances as a tribute to their mama, Auntie Louise. Tahiti Nui, providing live Hawaiian music on Kauai since 1963. This family-style luau is every Wednesday, 5 to 7:30. More information at 826-6277 or online at thenui.com.
And I'm Mahalos for supporting Kauai Community Radio. I'm Laura Christine. This is the Get Low Show. We are about 25 minutes away from evolving into a whole different genre. We will have music to your liking and satisfaction from 6 o'clock, Evolve with Celebrity Dove. From 8 o'clock on, it will be Slim and his Twangaholics rolling in around 8 o'clock. The Mystery Train will be in the station. Right after that, the Commander and his Loco Moco style of radio play will be happening. So that's tonight's music on Kauai Community Radio. I wanted to play this. This is a council update. Today there was a council meeting. Yesterday it was not your regular meeting. It was interrupted because of the state legislature and their ceremony. So here's the council update from John Gordon. We'll play that and then take some more phone calls at 826-7771. Operators standing by.
Aloha. I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Here's the County Council report for the week of January 19th. There will be a committee meeting on Thursday, January 22nd. It will be at 9 a.m. in the Council Chambers in Lihue. Here are some highlights from the agenda. The Public Works, Parks, and Recreation Committee has on their agenda Bill 2568, amending the county code relating to integrated solid waste management, and a public hearing was held on this bill on January 14th. The Economic Development and Intergovernmental Relations Committee has on their agenda Bill 2569, amending the county code relating to electric vehicle charging stations. Public hearing was also held on this on January 14th. The Budget and Finance Committee has on their agenda Bill 2566, a bill relating to the operating budget of the county for the fiscal year July 1, 2014 through June 30, 2015, revising the amounts estimated in the Solid Waste Fund. This is for the Department of Public Works Solid Waste Disposal. This is for consultant services in the amount of $95,000. Public hearing was held on this on January 14th. Also on their agenda is Bill 2567 relating to the capital budget of the county for the fiscal year July 1, 2014 through June 30, 2015, revising the amounts estimated in the development fund. This is for the Kaloa-Poipu intersection improvements, and the amount is $80,750. Public hearing was held on this on January 14th, 2014. The Committee of the Whole has a request from Council Chair Raposo for the Managing Director and the County Attorney to provide the Council with an update on the administration's fact-finding, investigation, and plan to address matters pertaining to the agricultural dedication process and the grading, grubbing, and stockpiling process. For more information, visit the County's website at www.kauai.gov. Until next week, I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Aloha.
Kuleana Music presents a weekend of slack and blues concerts, February 7th and 8th, at the Courtyard by Marriott Kauai at Coconut Beach, featuring blues icon and virtuoso Taj Mahal and the Hula Blues Band, Hawaiian slacky master Ledward Ka'apana, plus Mike Ka'aba, Bobby Ngano, and Kester Smith, local favorites Pancho Graham, Pat Cockett, and more. That's two unforgettable concerts, February 7th and 8th. More information and tickets at outlets islandwide and online at kuleanamusic.com.
Well, there you go. Mahalo's for supporting Kauai Community Radio. Wanted to get this one out here before we run away with the phone calls. Kauai Island Utility Cooperative, KIUC, will have an emergency power outage for Waineha Haena, affecting approximately 500 customers from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow. That's Friday. Tomorrow, January 23rd, 2015, to replace broken insulators at the Waineha substation. So tomorrow, if you live in the Waineha Haena area, you will be without power from approximately 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Friday, January 23rd. That's tomorrow, and that's KIUC giving you notice on your community radio station. Let's see. We got a phone call coming up. Somebody there already? Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, is this the Kila Apiary guy?
Kila Apiaries.
Right on. You got some information about the bees.
Yeah, I do. I found this new testing facility. Have not tried them yet. I'm just putting this out for general information.
Mm-hmm.
I know everybody's concerned about pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and all those sides.
All that stuff.
Yeah. So this particular company is out of Germany. I've had contact with them. I have their pricing. I won't talk about that on the air. But they offer specific testing for honey, propolis, pollen, royal jelly, and wax. They also do pollen analyses,
mm-hmm,
and GMO analysis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty interesting.
And that testing isn't cheap, right?
It is not cheap, I will say that. For complete, it's not cheap. They also have specific things. If you're looking for specific things, it's relatively inexpensive.
Mm-hmm. And you're also aware that the county is going to make funds available for beekeepers to have their hives tested. I believe it'll probably just be a one-time deal for a beekeeper to come and register and allow a sample to be taken from their colony of their choice. That should be sometime in the coming months that we'll have more details as to how that's going to work. But approximately the cost being close to $400, the county has made almost $12,000 available for beekeepers on Kauai.
Do you have to be a registered beekeeper with the state to participate in that program?
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
So if you're not opposed to registering with the state, you could get a one-time test. And if you are, then you'll have to look elsewhere. Might want to follow up. And so what's the name of this company?
The name of this company is QSI.
QSI.
QSI. And I would invite people to go to www.
That's if you want.
If you're interested,
mm-hmm,
correct. Thank you. www.qsi-q3.eb.
And that's not a call to action at all, and it's not a commercial plug. It's just if you want to find out more about this pesticide testing, the protocols, and the options available.
If you are a concerned beekeeper here on Kauai or in our listening distance,
mm-hmm,
this seems to be a rather extensive testing facility.
And you might also like to know this if you're a beekeeper, and Doug is as well. A science student from Kapaa High School has approached me wanting to take samples from various colonies around the island, and she is specifically looking for glyphosate
in colonies around the island. So we will, I'm going to meet with them next week sometime to find out what kind of time frame they're looking at, how many samples they want to take, and if there's any regions specifically they want to target. But they are looking at sampling and looking for specifically glyphosate, the product known as Roundup. There have been some studies, I believe, here on island. The results haven't been made public, but there is reports of that being the case, that the samples came back positive for glyphosate in local honeys.
Correct. There was. There was also a little confusion in that the testing procedure was not possibly accurate enough.
Uh-huh.
However, it still showed there was a pretty positive punch on it, so... It will be interesting to actually get some serious testing done of the honey, I have no doubt. Now, do you know, is that testing going to be done on honey, or is it going to be done on wax also?
I believe it's going to be a variety of, what would you call, hive products.
So
looking at honey, pollen, and wax.
Well, you definitely keep me informed when that program gets put together with your students from the high school, because I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep folks abreast of that and keep you in the loop and keep everything buzzing. Thanks for the call back. If you want to let folks know again, the company that you suggest folks to visit if they would like to find out more about independent sampling.
Absolutely. And I would also like to say I got this out of Bee Culture magazine, which is a relatively reputable bee keepers magazine. So it's rather interesting. But that address, if you're so interested, is www.qsi-q3.de. And they are in Germany.
There we go. Well, mahalo for that, and thanks for participating in your Kauai Community Radio.
Absolutely, and you have a beautiful day.
Mahalo for that. And I just want to let you know that the public advised that a portion of Kahuna Road, that's in the upper Kapahi area in the vicinity of Akulikuli Stream Bridge, will be closed Monday, January 26th. From Monday to Wednesday, January 28th, between the hours of 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., the closure will allow contractors to cut down and remove large albizia trees located along the countywide way. While the work is being done, motorists will need to seek alternative routes. Area residents wanting to access the upper portion of Kahuna Road will be detoured around the work area on Kauai Hau Road over the Kapahi Bridge. Please note that there is a 3-ton weight limit on Kapahi Bridge, and anyone with questions can call Tall Alderson at Imua Landscaping, 917-414-9927, or Scott Suga with the Department of Public Works at 241-4844. That's coming from the Office of the Mayor, Larry Dill, the County Engineer, and Mary Daubert, the Public Information Officer, letting folks know next week Kahuna Road will be closed in portions during daylight hours of 8:30 to 3 p.m. for tree cutting. Brother Tim, you got a little Department of Transportation. What is it? Here we go. Get the right button on.
Yeah. For any listeners out there in the Kilauea neighborhood area, as well as folks that are very interested along the North Shore, this coming February, which is just a few days off, on the first Tuesday, that is February 3rd, Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., we are going to have Ray McCormick come to the KNA meeting, that is the Kilauea Neighborhood Association meeting, which is held at the Kilauea Neighborhood Center, and that is right next to the gym in Kilauea. That is the first Tuesday of every month, but in this particular one, February 3rd, Tuesday. And we are going to have Ray McCormick from the Department of Transportation coming to give us an update. Basically, the topics of discussion are going to be twofold. One is going to be concerning the issue of how the community at this point in time would like to have a roundabout put in the vicinity of Kolo Road and the highway via or versus having a stoplight. that the state has been pushing for and trying to put there. So folks of Kilauea community and the North Shore, please come out and voice your opinions about this. Second on the topic, or which will probably be coming up as well, too. This is like the second phase of a tree cutting operation that the state has been working, and that is over there in Kali'iwai, across the bridge there, you know, or coming through that segment where the dangerous albizia trees have been falling, and they've been trying to eradicate those. They're going to start the second phase of their operations. And by the looks of this, this particular project is probably going to be scheduled to start pretty soon, next couple months or so, if not sooner, but will be going for a duration of about a year. Now, mind you, when they do this project and when they start it, we are going to be limited to a one-lane highway going there through Kali'iwai.
So they jam up.
You're going to see it's going to be, you know, one of those kind of things. Of course, you know, they're going to be working things out. So if you'd like to find out more information about that, put in or share some of your mana'o to this, once again, please come. February 3rd, that is a Tuesday evening, the first Tuesday of February, at the Kilauea Neighborhood Center, you know, and come and listen as well as add any helpful perspectives that you may have, you know, to help with this. Those are the two big topics probably that's going to occupy a good portion of the meeting on Tuesday for the month of February. And we always appreciate input from the community on this. Once again, that's going to hit the artery of the entire North Shore for over or close to about a year when they start this tree trimming project. So hope you'll be there. And that's the information I have.
There you go. Thanks for that, Tim. Appreciate that. I also want to just share this one again off the newswire and from the desk of Mauna Kea Trask, the county attorney, coming from the Office of Information Services. Mary Dalbert's been busy this afternoon. The circuit court judge yesterday ruled in favor of the county of Kauai and the planning commission in response to the county lawsuit against Hanalei resident Michael G. Sheehan regarding his unpermitted operation of a boatyard in Hanalei. Judge Kathleen Watanabe granted in part the county's motion for summary judgment and concluded that no commercial activities or development were allowed at the Hanalei boatyard without the proper permits. Watanabe's ruling comes on the heels of the Hawaii Supreme Court's unanimous decision to deny Sheehan's application for review of the Intermediate Court of Appeals October 17, 2014 memorandum opinion, which upheld the Fifth Circuit Court and Planning Commission's decision to revoke Sheehan's permits in 2011. Mayor Bernard Carvalho expressed his relief about the court's decision, saying, "We can now put this matter behind us and move forward with planning for the expansion of Black Pot Beach Park. The community has already provided some input on the plans for the park, and we will continue to work with our residents, businesses, in the creation of a recreational area that everyone can enjoy." So that coming from the Office of the Mayor, Mauna Kea Trask, County Attorney, and the decision for the county to be ruled in favor. We have a phone call right now. You are live on the air with the last couple of minutes of the Out of the Box show.
Hello.
Aloha caller. Yes. Can you hear us?
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah, I could hear you now.
Thank you.
I got disconnected earlier as I was sitting in front of Coco Pond.
Oh, in traffic? Well, we apologize for that.
No. It's the time to reflect and look at whales and think about another hot topic.
Good on you.
And my question at that time was, now that I've progressed past that thought, but still, it's a question I had is, I understand from when I went to Lydgate day before yesterday that they do test the waters on the Wave Riders Foundation does every day.
The Surf Rider Foundation does do regular testing of our local waters, yes.
Correct. Ooh, wow, three whales. So, anyway, I just got distracted.
But good for you.
And hey, it's whales.
Yes.
But my question is, number one, is if anyone could possibly tell us, where do you find that published? Because when I spoke to a lifeguard, he said the name who comes every morning when he asked that
particular morning, they didn't say anything and walked away. But my question is why do we not see that published on a daily basis as to what they're finding? If anyone can call in and let me know where you can find that, because they do talk about Lithgate being the best family-friendly beach, whereas, you know, all these kids are getting sick.
Right.
I don't call that family-friendly.
Right. Now, I believe, I don't know if Surfrider has a website. We could maybe look up before this show is over, but
Surfrider,
I was going to say Surfrider does that. I know Carl Berg kind of helps coordinate that, but there's a number of different, if you will, sample or specimen collectors, and then they turn that sample over to Carl Berg. They ship that off, and then it gets recorded somewhere. I know, I think it's the third Monday of the month, the Kauai Earth Connection show. Gordon Lebetz is a member of Surfrider, and they also let that information out when they have it, and it's convenient. So those are two places I can think of. Are you on Facebook?
No, I am
You're
not.
You're not. I was going to say, because I think Doc Rob, gosh, if I could look at his name, I could pronounce it, but he also does, through Facebook, his Surfrider information gets posted. So, yeah, it would be good to have a good spot where that information can be readily available.
Correct. My second thing before we go off the air is... we were speaking, or you were announcing the tree project that's going to be going on up at Kali'i Life.
Mm-hmm.
My property owners just recently, the week before Christmas, started clearing the stream as the county announced that you had to clear the stream, or otherwise you'd get fined of all the, it's foliage.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's thriving, but it's could be a hazard if we get big rain, so probably be the first year we don't get rain. But meanwhile, just to announce to people that are new on the island, at least this is going to be under a controlled circumstance where they're going to be clearing what's a possible disaster in someone's life if one of those trees were to fall on them. And that it does take time, but at least it's a controlled situation. But as we were clearing our stream, we have new neighbors who just totally went off the deep end, that we were killing foliage, that, you know, their view is ruined and the whole deal. But people need to understand that on Kauai, it all comes back really quick.
It's very true.
And yes, it's going to be an inconvenience, but it's also a safety situation. And at least they aren't going to have to pay for it. We have to pay for it, and that's what I can't comprehend, is if the county said we had to clear up until where the stream started. Well, right now we don't have a whole lot of rain. So had they done it when we were having the big rain, of course we wouldn't have had to spend as much.
Mm-hmm.
But it was thousands upon thousands of dollars. So who's ever complaining about the traffic, just think you're not going to have to pay for it personally.
Oh, there we go.
So that's all I have to say about it. I guess I'm just grumpy because it was four straight weeks of having the most professional, I don't know if I could say the name of the company that did it for us, but
good. Give a shout out. You don't have to tell them to go there or how much it costs, but you can certainly acknowledge.
I will say that we had the most respectable, wonderful team of tree cutters, and they're called Hanaho Tree Trimming.
Hanaho, there you go.
And Isidro runs a tight ship. They are the most professional. They are the most respectable people. They respect, you know, the people in the neighborhood. They run on it, you know, they run a tight ship and a very safe ship, if I should say. Or should I say a chainsaw?
There you go.
Well, and they do respect the people in the neighborhood, and they do respect what they're doing. And I highly recommend them.
Terrific. Well, thank you for...
And Rick and Kalani and the rest of his crew are just, you know, you couldn't have come across a better bunch of guys to cut the trees. And I'm sure we've got plenty more, but that was my only experience other than another company, which I will not talk about.
Oh, well, there you go. We'll leave it at that. Thanks so much for...
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for supporting and being participatory in our community radio. Last phone call? We got our last one. We're getting the thumbs up on our last phone call. Oh, there we go. Here we go. We got some last-minute instructions. We're evolving as we speak. Phone call live in the studio. Aloha. You are our last caller.
All right, on. I only got one question for you guys. Remember, I don't know. You just tell me what you guys think.
Okay.
Everywhere I go, I'm starting to see respectable flags being hanged evenly. In Wailua, Kapa'a side, McDonald's, I passed there for like 4 days, and there's only an American flag up. To me, it's kind of discriminating.
There should be a Hawaiian flag up as well?
Oh, there's none.
Yeah, but that's what you're saying, that there should be more than just a United States flag.
One flag, yeah.
A state flag at the very least.
I thought what, in 2003, right? Or 2002, was it? From Clinton, we had that apology letter. That is actually when called a, what, letter of recognition already, right?
Well, that was back in the day. Tim's got it. Go ahead and talk about that. Tim was saying that
yeah,
the
and
letter
my brother,
to the editor.
You know what? What you should do is write the TGI, you know?
The Garden Island
Garden Island newspaper, you know, a letter to the editor and make that point, because you're right. That is complete discrimination as far as you know.
It's big time. You know, it's really huge. I bet we would go a discriminating letter if people inhale next to the pyramid of Egypt, yeah?
yeah.